give thanks because he is good. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our time of intercessory prayer. And we're going to ask that if you have someone that you want to stand in the gap for on this morning, that you might come down to the altar and we pray together and lift them up. I know everybody has someone, a family member, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker that may be dealing with something or going through a challenge. But I believe if we come together and lift them up and give those cares to the Lord, he will hear and answer our cry. He encourages us to pray without ceasing. And there's always a need for prayer, amen? Amen. It's sometimes when things are going okay at our house, we forget that there may be somebody right next door really suffering and really hurting. And I believe in the power of agreement. If we can come together and agree for things to change and for things to turn around, I believe God would honor that if we ask him with a pure heart. Is anyone here besides me that's ever needed prayer before? And I need it today. So if you don't have anybody, pray for me. Pray for me that God will continue to use me, continue to build me up, continue to allow me to walk in right relationship with him. We're going to ask Minister Fred Harris to come and lead us in prayer.
Amen. Amen. I ask that you keep my family in prayer this morning. Some of you might have saw my post this week. It says I was having a Job week. First of the week, I lost a cousin, Chuck Malone. A couple days later, I lost a best friend, grew up with in Northwood, Earl Drake. And then 2 days later, I lost another cousin, Harriet Cotton. And they say they come in threes. So I had my threes last week, and it took everything I had to be able to be in the house of the Lord this morning. It's hard, it's rough. But we definitely need to pray this morning for our youth. They're out there killing each other. And it's not right, it is not of God, it's a trick of the devil. What'd you say? Edna Smith. Any more names?